are you this week, Denny?
I'm outstanding. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Morning, buddy.
We are good. I don't suppose you heard our discussion earlier on agendas and...
Sore said,
and Alec.
Do you want to get me started?
Probably the wrong person.
I will say, I know what that call was getting at regarding Phil Rossfield.
Yeah.
I'll leave that up to both to answer those sort of questions.
Yeah.
But I do know why that person made the call, and I'm sure Buzz will have an answer next week when you have him on. I'll be interested to hear it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what is the latest on negotiations between Joseph Swaley and Souths, Denny, after you revealed yesterday that, there's some controversial clauses, I believe, in there?
Pup, you're not going to like this, but I got a tip off from the source yesterday. and the source said, hey, listen, you should ring South because the Swaley deal's going south, for want of a better word. At the start of last week, very quietly, Joseph Swaley told South Sydney that the deal they put forward wasn't satisfactory to him, and I found that quite intriguing. So on August 31, Swaley had a clause in his contract with South where he could have got out if he wanted to. He let that slide, and so he's obviously committed for 2021. However, there are developments in this area. He's told them that their latest deal that they put to him is not one that he particularly wants. And the Souths are now in a position where I don't know if they've got their backs up or they're just getting a little bit fed up with it. They've told me quietly that they think that it's time for Joseph to make a decision on which sport he actually wants to play, because they've got to start making decisions for planning going forward. Now, the way it's been relayed to me is there Suwali's deal that he's after is going to have get-out clauses for Swaley in his favour. Pretty much throughout the entire contract. So one or two, I think the first 2 years won't have that clause, but after that, there's a get-out clause in his favour from then on. And there's also, I think, a similar proposition being put forward to rugby as well. So clearly, Joseph Swaley is going to be a fantastic player. He's a young kid who probably has been overhyped to a degree because we haven't really seen him do anything at a senior level as yet. But he's going to be a very good player when he gets the chance. And some people are saying he's going to be the next, Inglis and Sonny. But I can't say that because I haven't seen enough of him at this point. But it's a very interesting situation. And Souths need to get on top of it, because if suddenly he decides he's going to play rugby, they're going to have some serious money to spend, because they put money away in their cap around about $600 a year for Swaley to be part of their team going forward. So suddenly they could become a player in the market for quite a big name back, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know whether I could sign a player under that type of deal.
Mm.
A young boy.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Just with the amount of time and effort that you put into them, and then in 2 years' time, he walks away.
Is it smart for him, though, do you think, to keep that option open if he takes leave?
If he can get the same amount of money get the option to quit, of course it's in his favour.
Yeah.
But me, if I'm in charge of a club, I'd just be very, very wary of signing a young boy like that.
Well, as I said, Laurie, Souths are starting for the first time to, I don't know if they'll come out and publicly say it, but privately they're starting to think, we want an answer. Some people are trying to tell me that, they're getting to the point where it's going to be, make a decision for him. And I know it's very difficult for a young bloke, and he doesn't deserve this kind of pressure. It's just happened this way.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate that he's getting so much publicity. And it's my fault, it's other people's in the media's fault that he's getting that publicity. But that's just the way of the world, unfortunately, and the position he's in.
Yeah, Danny, speaking of 2021, where's Benji Marshall headed?
Yeah, it's a good question, Pop. I was asking around a lot yesterday. I don't think there are any concrete, glistening offers at all for Benji, unfortunately. I think that he's going to hang in until after the grand final to try and cut a deal somewhere. The club that was whispered to me yesterday were the Broncos, because they've got to first decide on who their coach is going to be. And the message that went out to Benji was, well, don't make a decision until we've chosen our coach, because we could want you. And that's about as firm as things are at the moment. That's not an offer. That's, you know, a let's see how we go sort of situation. And there may be a couple of teams in finals contention who have an interest in Benji because, you know, no one's really coming forward and saying it at the moment. They don't like that kind of disruption. So I hope Benji gets to finish the way he wants to. Retirement is still definitely an option.
While we're on the Tigers, how close are they to announcing the signing of Josh Adokar?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one because everyone thinks it's just going to happen easily. But Melbourne are playing hardball. They definitely want a player to come into their side before they let Josh Adokar go. Now, some people will say that's a bit heartless because Adokar is coming back for family reasons, and he's got obviously a child here he wants to be close to, and you've got to have sympathy for that. And whether Melbourne are being a little bit too tough on him, that's potentially the case. But Melbourne see what a terrific player he is, and they are ultimately allowing him out of a contract, so they want to be compensated in some way. And the other interesting part about that is I've been told that it was Michael Maguire who actually went to Adokar with the fullback idea, not the other way around. So Michael Maguire obviously sees something in Josh Adokar as a fullback.
Yeah, and I can understand why they want compensation for Adokar, given that Vunivalu is going to be leaving at the end of the year as well. So they lose two world-class wingers. How's Boyd Cordner travelling, Denny? Look, it was an emotional and tough week and a half for Boyd. We all know, his cousin passed away, and we know Boyd is as tough as any player that's ever played the game. We know he suffered some serious head knocks in the past, and again on the weekend he left the field, which looked like he suffered some type of trauma or concussion. What's the latest update with him, and do you think he'll play, in the next couple of weeks leading into the finals?
Again, a lot of phone calls yesterday around this subject, and what I found fascinating, Laurie, was what actually happened was that we know that Boyd bumped his head. It was a head knock. It wasn't a concussion. He came off the field, passed his test. After he passed his test, and the doctor was there with him at the Roosters, Boyd began to talk about his family situation, which we all we feel for him, and we're very sad about what had happened. And he began to discuss his family with the doctor. The doctor saw that as a sign that Boyd wasn't ready to go back out there, that it was better for him not to keep on playing football. That his mind, whilst it wasn't impacted by that head knock, he just felt for his mental health and his well-being, it wasn't the right thing for him to do to go back and play, which I found really interesting. And that the Roosters doctor showed that level of compassion and that level of understanding and that level of care is a credit to him and also to the club and to Trent Robinson for probably listening to the doctor's advice and saying, yep, let's keep him on.
Yeah, if it wasn't a serious, head trauma, which is great, but where do you see Boyd? I know with Luke Keary, he suffered some serious head knocks and the Roosters take great pride in looking after their players. But do you have some worries about Boyd given the way that he plays and, if he suffers another serious head knock?
Look, I've got a personal relationship with Boyd, and I consider him a tremendous bloke. And I mean, you know him well. You'd go a long way to meet a better bloke than Boyd Cordner. I do have some concerns. I mean, I'm concerned about his whole body. I mean, the way he absolutely goes at a billion miles an hour and just smashes into people. He's not the biggest bloke in the world. He's very strong. And he just throws himself into anything with no thought of self-preservation. And, the line that Brad Fittler said yesterday, that Boyd probably can be his own worst enemy, is right, that he's got to be helped. And that Trent Robinson is of that same view, and I have to agree with both of them. Look, I do have concerns. I know that the head knocks have absolutely have rattled him. He has private concerns as well. But he's a warrior. He's a tough bugger. He will listen to the doctors, which is an absolute credit to Boyd, to just know that they're the ones who've got to make this call, not him. And hopefully he'll get a clean run without some head knocks there. I mean, we've seen Keary well looked after by the Roosters, and touch wood, he's had a good run without getting anything too serious recently, and in terms of a head knock. And hopefully the same will happen for Boyd. Hopefully it's just a bad run.
And finally on the Roosters, James Tedesco, when can we expect to hear the club announce his extended deal?
Yeah, the Roosters say they don't know anything about a long-term deal for James Tedesco. Their view is that he hasn't got a manager in place yet. Once the manager gets put in place, they are likely to offer him a deal. He's got already next year looked after, and they want to keep him for a number of years, and they want to pay him well. He deserves to be paid probably the most out of any player in the game at the moment. They're looking at next year's deal, and then maybe another two, possibly three after that. But they're saying it's a long way short of happening, and eventually it'll happen, as everyone in the game would say it'll happen. And I think that it'll be probably a 2 or 3 year deal from what I can gather.
Great to talk to you as always, mate. Have a good week.
Thank you.